Hello, NQ fans. This is Angel Rivera, and I welcome you to this presentation, NQ PubSub, Topic 3, Security, recorded on 15 of August, 2017. Let's go to page number 2. This presentation is a continuation of NQ PubSub, Non-Durable Topics and Subscribers, and is using the concepts mentioned in that presentation. In this current presentation, we'll talk about security, the authorities that are needed for non-administrators to perform PubSub activities. We'll talk about administration, some aspects of administration. We'll talk about topic objects and the topic tree. Let's go to page number 3. In the presentation number 1, all the activities were done by the MQ administrator. The main idea was not to deal with the security aspects of the PubSub in MQ. In this presentation, the host of the queue manager has a user called Alice who does not belong to the group MQM, therefore is not an administrator for MQ. Let's take a look at the output of the ID command. It's ID Alice, and we see the user ID, the number 1008, and we see also the GID, which is the group. The primary group is 1005, and then at the end we see the groups, which is the group membership. It belongs to only one group, which is the primary group. Sometimes some users will be members of different groups. Now for comparison, here is the ID info for MQM, in which the primary group for the user MQM is also called MQM. Anyone who belongs to the group MQM is a member of the club of the MQ administrators. The MQ queue manager, if Alice was a member of MQM, the group MQM, she will be an MQ administrator, but in this case, it is not. Alice is only a member of the group called MQ users. At this time, we are dealing with a queue manager that is brand new, and there is no customization at all for Alice to work with the queue manager. Let's go to page number 4. Okay, then user Alice tries to publish into a topic string called sales. The attempt fails with reason code 2035 for the action MQCon for connection. And the MQ client will not indicate the root cause, just saying that it's 2035. The slide shows the invocation of the sample called MQSPub. We give the topic string sales and the name of the queue manager. Then the sample starts saying, hey, I'm starting. In the second line it says, MQCon, ended with reason code 2035. We can use a utility for MQ called MQRC and then provide the number that we were given for reason code 2035. And we'll get several tokens. The first one is the same decimal number. The second is a hexadecimal number. And then the last one is the string MQRC underscore not underscore authorize. This is what the queue manager sends to the client when there are security or authorization issues. On purpose, it's terse. Because the queue manager is assuming that he's been attacked by a hacker and he's not going to provide additional things. Let's go to page number 5. Some customers, upon receiving the 2035, they will try to gather a trace for the client application. They will try to do different things and spend a lot of time. There is nothing that they can do there from the client, from the application perspective, to get more information on the security problem, why the queue manager is saying not authorized. What you need to do is, instead of spending time trying to debug the application at this moment, then you have to contact the NQ administrator and ask the administrator. They need to take a look at the recent entries of the error log for the queue manager to find out more details about the security failure, because the queue manager will add that information in the error logs. In this slide, we are doing a change directory to /var/mqm/queue managers, then the name of the queue manager, and then the directory called errors. And the error logs will be there. And what we need to take a look is the more recent entries, which are in the AMQ err01.log. And this command, tail-10, we don't have to open the file, we can just pick at the last 10 lines of the file. Let's go to page number 6, and this is a typical example of an entry that has some security-related errors. In case you have not seen this type of entries before, let's start from the top, and you will have a date stamp, and then you will have the process, the name, the process ID, and then the thread ID together in that parenthesis, which is the user that started the queue manager, MQM in this case. Program, it is one of those MQ processes that is issuing the error. When you start the queue manager, it is not a monolithic program. Instead, there are several processes that are running concurrently, and one of them is the one that will handle the security. And then the second line of the entry is what is the host, where the queue manager is located, and what installation. Usually, if you have only one version of MQ, it will say installation 1. In this case, I have a host that has 5 installations of MQ, different versions. And talking about the version, in line number 3, you will see the VRMF, which is version release modification and fix pack, is 9030, which means is a continuous delivery of MQ. And then the last token is the queue manager name. Now, the next is the entry called AMQ8077, and it says that the entity Alice has insufficient authority to access object QMPS. Well, that's the name of the queue manager. What we are talking here really is Alice has insufficient authority to access the queue manager. That's what it means, the line. Now, let's go explanation, because it contains an important piece. It says the specified entity is not authorized to access the required object. Okay, we know that. Now, the second sentence is the important one. The following requested permissions are unauthorized. It means that the client code is asking for a connect, but the queue manager is saying Alice does not have a connect authority. Okay, then let's go to page number 7 on how to proceed. The users are the user IDs that are not members of the MQ administrator group MQM by default do not have any access to the queue manager nor other objects that are necessary for the communication between the MQ client or the MQ explorer and the remote queue manager. Therefore, it's necessary for an administrator to grant certain authorities to these users to be allowed to access the queue manager. And there are 4 commands that you need to do as best practice. Technically speaking, only the first one is really the minimum necessary. Number 1. The number 2, 3, and 4 in these slides, they are needed for the MQ Explorer. And it's a best practice because most people will, they can add the queue manager as a remote queue manager to MQ Explorer. Let's go to page number 8. Now, there are 2 sections here in this slide. And the first section, that one on the top, it is about when we give permissions to a user. And the last section in the slide is the permissions for the group. Now, this is a little bit misleading because you think that if I give the permissions to Alice, only Alice is affected. But that's not the case. What happens is, when you give permissions to a user, under the covers, the queue manager says, you are asking me to give permissions to a user, but I don't give user permissions. I do group permissions. Therefore, what I'm going to do is find out what is the primary group for Alice, and then I will do the last 4 entries over here in this line. It means that I'm going to change from -p, the name of the user, to -g, the name of the primary group of that user. And there is a side effect on this. It means that all members of that primary group will be affected. All of them will have the same authorities that you are giving only. You think that you are giving only to Alice, but you are giving it to all of the members of that group, okay? In this slide, the format is kind of generic. And let's take a look. There are four setmq out commands. This is the command to give authorities. The first one is the one just the connect to the queue manager. But it's best practice also to include the inquire and display. In that way, there could be a little bit more interaction and to show in the MQ Explorer and things like that. The other ones are given at the queue level, okay? And it's a good idea to include all those permissions that are mentioned there in the command. Let's go to page number 9. Now, this is customized in particular for our scenario. And we're just replacing the name of the queue manager and the name of the user ID, but keeping the rest the same. This is page 9. Page 10, now the user Alice has connect authority to the queue manager. And then she tries again and again fails. But notice something. Instead of MQCon, like in the first example, now is MQOpen. It says ended with reason code 2035. And the application code is the person who developed the sample decided, let's give a little bit more hints to the user, and it says unable to open topic for publish. But this is written by the application, not by the queue manager. The queue manager, when he's sending 2035, that's it. He's just saying not authorized. And let's go to page 11. We know what to do. We have to ask the MQ administrator to take a look at the bottom of the error log. And what we get is this. The error message says, entity Alice has insufficient authority to access topic string sales. Nothing to do about the queue manager. It's just topic string, it's more specific. And the explanation, the last sentence says the following permissions were requested, pub. Well, that's the hint. Then we need to give a pub access to sales for user Alice. Okay, that's what really means. I need to mention that again, we run this command twice and we got exactly the same error code, 2035. And some customers get confused because when they see the second 2035, even though after they did they gave connect authority, they wrongly assume that it's the same problem, that it was the connect authority. And then they spend a lot of time just trying to get a trace from the client and so on, but that will not, client application, but that will not really help them. They need to ask the administrator to take a look at the bottom of the error log of the queue manager to find out what is the real problem. And this problem, again, is the pub authority is needed for topic string sales for the entity Alice. Let's go to page 12. There is a tech note that has a lot of information. It's called authorizations needed for non-MQM users to publish and subscribe to topics in MQ version 7. And the summary is this. There are three sections. The first one is to let the users in the groups, editors and journalists, to connect to the queue manager. We already talked about that in a previous slide. Then we'll concentrate on sections 2 and 3. The sections 2, it says, section 2 says, to let the users in the group editors subscribe to the topic object daily on the queue manager and to resume durable subscriptions, you need to specify that command. Basically, you need to specify the name of the topic object, which is daily. The minus T is the topic, and that's the type of object that we are dealing. The minus G is the group. And the permissions are plus sub for subscribe and plus resume to resume durable subscriptions, which will, it is a best practice to do it. And we'll not talk more about the resume, but it will be covered in another presentation. The bottom section in this slide is to allow users in the group journalists to publish to the topic. And what we need to do is the plus pub. In page number 13, you need to specify authority on durable topic objects. It is not possible to specify the authority permissions on topic strings. What you need to do is to do a topic, sorry, In this case, at this time, the topic sales is just a topic string and it is not durable. Therefore, it's necessary to specify the authority on a topic object, which is a durable topic. Let's go to page 14 and we'll take a look at durable topic objects. And we'll use the from running QSC, we'll do display topic and the asterisk, and then we'll see several. This is from a queue manager that is brand new, no customizations. And we see that there are several entries. The one that I want to concentrate is on the system-based topic, and is the second one in the list. And this is a very important caveat. Some people are in a bit in a hurry, or they don't understand very well the model of the pops up in NQ, and they give authority to non-administrators at this system-based topic. It is not a good idea. Please don't touch this system-based topic. Don't give authorities at this level. Why? We'll see later in the presentation that this is the base of something called the topic tree. And if you give access to the topic tree, you are in a sense forfeiting any security for that particular user regarding topics. They will be able to do whatever they want in the whole tree. And that's the topic tree is really designed to help you manage security based on topic branches in the tree. And we'll see later on in another slide how it looks like to do the giving the authorities at a branch level. Let's go to page 15. Question one, should authorities be given for the system-based topic? And the answer is no, and it's in red, no. Even though you could give them permission, it is not a good idea. Don't do that. Let's go to page number 16. Then, if we cannot do that at the system-based topic, then what do we do? Well, it is necessary to create a durable topic, and it is known as a topic object. And because it's durable means that we'll survive a restart of the queue manager. Now, the topic object contains an attribute that is a topic string. In that way, we give authorities indirectly to the topic string via a topic object. Let's go to page 17 to have more details. Okay, then let's create a topic called uppercase sales that has a topic string that is lowercase sales. And we do the define topic, and we provide the topic string. And then we do, once it's created, we use the command display topic sales, and we'll see the different attributes that they are. I'm highlighting here the topic name, that is sales, and the topic string, which is sales in lowercase. Now, I would like to point out that there are several of these attributes that the value is as parent, and we will talk more about that in page 20. Now, let's go to page 18. Now that we have a topic object, how do we assign security authorities to this object? Okay, what we need to do, for example, is we want to give Alice permission to do publish to the topic called sales. Then what we need to do is we do the setMQOut, the name of the queue manager, minus N, that's the name, and sales in uppercase, minus T, topic, and the Alice user ID, and the N is plus pub. Again, this will give publication access to Alice to the topic called sales. Topic object. The topic object uppercase sales is associated to the topic string lowercase sales. Therefore, Alice will have access to publish to the lowercase topic name of sales, topic string of sales. Let's go to page 19. Okay, now that we created a topic object and we gave Alice the authority to do publishing, let's go ahead one more time. And this time the attempt is successful. Alice is able to publish a message. This is a test from Alice. And let's go to page 20. Now, this is the thing about the aspirant slide. I'm showing some attributes for the topic. I didn't want to take too much space there, but there are maybe 8-9 attributes that can have the value aspirant. And what is the meaning of this value aspirant? It means as parent, as the parent node. And it refers to the value of the attribute of the parent of this topic object. And this implies a hierarchy. Then let's go to page 21. For MQ Explorer, we can select the folder topics and right click and then select view topic objects as tree. And let's go to page 22. And now we'll see a different panel in the right side of the MQ Explorer. That is called the tab. The name of the panel is MQ Topic Viewer. Here we'll see a graphical representation of an inverted tree because the top is the base, system-based topic. Then we'll have first branches, then direct children of the system-based topic. On the left side, it will be sales, the one that we just created. However, that's the topic string, what is shown there. If we move the cursor on top of the green box for sales, we'll see a yellow box that will come out, will pop out, and it will show us what is the object name. In this case, it's uppercase sales, and the topic string is lowercase sales. The MQ Topic Viewer, this particular graphical representation is only for topic objects. It doesn't show on-the-fly topics. Let's go to page 23. The system-based topic has some attributes, and those attributes are inherited by the children, including security. Therefore, if you give at the system-based topic level, at the top, at the highest point in the tree, you give pub access to Alice, Alice will be able to publish everywhere in the tree. And it's not a good idea. Then that's the reason we want the authorities given only at a branch. For example, in this case, sales. Let's go to page 24. And this is just an illustration, trying to be more explicit that no, don't give user Alex access to the system-based topic. Instead, give it to sales, but it has to be to the topic object. Basically, the whole purpose for the topic object is to handle security. Okay, keep that in mind. Topic object really it is just for the security of your branch of the topic tree. Let's go to page 25. Let me give you an example about the aspirant attribute. If one attribute is default persistent. If we look at the properties for the topic sales, and this default persistent, the value is aspirant for the topic sales, which means, okay, we have to take a look at the parent. Then we take a look at the parent. The parent of sales is the system-based topic. And the value is default persistence is no. Therefore, the effective value for the topic sales is default persistence is no, because it takes it from the parent. Let's go to page 26. Now, you can override these things. Let's suppose that in sales, you really want the default persistence equals yes. Then just alter the topic, and or when you create a topic, and just say default persistent equals yes instead of aspirant. And because the default persistent is not aspirant in this particular case, then it's not going to inherit the value from the root, okay, from the base topic. And let's go to page 27. Let's create another node, and let's expand, deepen our branch for the sales. And we'll create define topic, sales USA, uppercase, and the topic string is sales slash USA. When we are talking about this compound topic strings, usually the forward slash is used as a delimiter between the different topics. And in this case, it's just very simple. It's just the parent will be sales and the children will child will be USA. But we can have a slash California to include the states, and a slash maybe a city, and maybe a slash neighborhood or something like that. Then we could have a very deep topic string. In this case, once we created the topic string, the topic sales USA, the hierarchy is based on the topic string. The topic string is sales. Again, it's slash USA. It means that if we look at the graphical representation, we see now a node that is called USA, that is a node from sales. It means that is the kind of the second generation, is the grandparent of grandchild of system-based topic, and the parent is sales. And we have a topic object called sales USA. Now, when looking at those attributes that says as parent, well, when we go to the topic object for sales USA, and if we see default persistent as parent, well, we go to the next level, to sales. And what is the default value, default persistent value for sales? It says as parent. Oh, then we go to the next level. And in system-based topic, we have an answer there, that is no. Okay, then the effective default persistence for the USA node is no, because we traverse back the tree all the way to the until we find the answer or until we reach the root. And let's go to page 28. Now, the NQ samples, they work on the topic strings and not on the topic objects. Therefore, you have to be careful when you are doing the MQS pub and MQS sub and so on, to make sure that you are using the topic string. It is a very common, it is a best practice to have a topic object that is as close as possible to the topic string. But by doing that, also is a rather common pitfall that people use the name of the topic object instead of the topic string when using the commands or using the APIs. And that causes confusion because it will not tell you that you are trying to use a topic object. It's assuming that it's a topic string, and most likely you will not have access to that particular topic string, and you will get errors like a 2035 not authorized, and say what? Well, because the topic names, the topic strings are case sensitive, and uppercase sales is not the same as lowercase sales, and our topics so far, the topic strings are lowercase sales. Let's go to page 29. Now, this is an example of a compound topic string that has a token and it has a delimiter of forward slash. In this case, is AMQS pub and sales slash USA, and then the name of the queue manager. Now, you can use single quotes or double quotes around the entire topic string, and that will be fine too. Let's go to page 30. The user Alice has explicit authority to publish at the sales node, at the sales topic string. We in a previous slide, we used the setMQOut authority command in order to give Alice authority to do publish on sales. However, this user ID is able to publish on the sales slash USA. Why? Because the child nodes inherit the properties and security from the parent node. In this case, Alice inherits, when dealing with the sales slash USA topic string, is inheriting the security from sales, and Alice has explicit authority on sales. Okay, let's go to page 31. Now, the MQ Topic Viewer in MQ Explorer allows you to view the security settings for topics and users. In this case, let's we go to the MQ Topic Viewer, right click on the USA and select security. And then we'll get, let's go to page 32 and we'll see a dialogue that says topic permissions for sales/USA. And what I wanted to illustrate here is let's ensure that the user checkbox is selected and the name is Alice. And then we click at the bottom the check permissions. And originally the dialog is empty in the middle. And then when I clicked on check permissions, I will see that there are four rows. And this is kind of a normal tree looking, in a sense that it starts from the leaves of the branch and going down all the way to the root. Now let's start from the top row, which says Sales USA. The topic component is USA. Do we have an explicit authority for pub for Alice? Nothing. Then it's empty. Then we couldn't find what we were looking for. Then we'll go, we traverse the tree up to sales. I mean, down, in a sense, to sales, which is the next node. And do we have a set MQ out for Alice? Yes, and it's pub. Good. Then we stop right there for that one. But we are checking also for sub. And for sub, we start again from the top. Sales USA, do we have a subscribe permission? No. Then we'll go to the next node. Do we have a subscribe permission for sales? No. Then we'll go to the node. Do we have a authority for subscribe at the system-based topic? No. That's the reason that summary at the bottom will say with a green kind of check mark, say yes for pub, but with a red X and says no for subscribe. It means that Alice does not have permission to subscribe into this whole branch, but has publication permissions from the sales perspective. Let's go to page 33. And the security in Unix, as we mentioned earlier, is based on the groups. Then, even though we gave Alice the capability to publish for the topic sales, what we are actually doing underneath the covers, the queue manager is giving the permissions to the group, the primary group of user Alice, which is MQ users. And it's important to talk about this because, for example, if you look at files gathered by running QRAS, the running QRAS will contain three files that contain security. Then if you don't specify section devs, then you will have only two files that they are immediately upon expanding the zip file that is the output from run mqras. And one, it has a command called amqoamd, and the name of the queue manager is standard out. And then the other one is dump mq out for the queue manager. Unfortunately, this is not very consistent, is the standard error. Note that unfortunately that command dmp mq out doesn't provide anything in the standard out, and it's always empty when you are looking at the at the output of the running QRAS. If you specify the manual section devs, then you will get a third file with information that is in the devs folder, and is the runmqsc auth rec for authority records. And we'll take a look in the next slides what they look like, those files. Let's go to page 34. The first one is the command is dmp, sorry. The file is dmp mq out and is the standard error. And I'm including here how you can obtain the contents of that file. And what you will see, different stanzas, and this is just the one that I was looking for, about the profile is the name of the topic and it's uppercase sales. And the second line says object type is a topic. The entity is MQ users, and what is the type of the entity? It's a group. And what is the authority? It's Bob, okay? Now, the same type of stanza is found when you issue the command run mqras and the mqlist and the section defs. And you will have the same type of stanza. And let's go to page 35 to take a look at the other file that is called amqoamd. And the format there is different, and it's an important caveat over here. You will see that is object type, the topic, object name, sales, and then for each one of the users, you will have two entries. What is the name of the users or the group? And then what are the authorities? It is very common for people when they look at this misinterpret and they just assume that they go to, they just look at the first two rows and they fail to read that is MQM, which has all the authorities and not the particular group. Personally, I don't use this output really, and I'll show you some details. I mean, the output for the AMQ OEMD is more useful for level 3. MQ level 3. Let's go to page 36. The one that I personally like but is not provided by the running QRAS is the following. Is in there is a command that is called dmp mq cfg, which means dump mq configuration. And I'm specifying the flags minus O for option and then set mq out. And what it does, it will all the authority records will not be shown as set out reg, but rather they will be shown as set mq out, like a line commands. This is useful for people like me who had many years of experience with MQ, but if you are just starting and you don't want to use send MQ out, well, you can use the set authority records from run MQSC or MQ Explorer. But in any case, this is the command that you can use to get it, and I'm showing only the first 15 lines of the top of the output file and how do they look like. Okay, let's go to page 37. Now, we have already explained this when we're looking at the security from the top MQ topic viewer. The dialog itself has a very interesting explanatory sentence that says, it checks each level in the topic tree until it either receives a yes answer or reaches the root. And we talk about the traversal that it starts from the leaves towards the root. And the first one is the top, this sales USA. Do we have a pop there? No answer. Then we continue traversal one node. Let's go to page 38. We arrive to the next one that is sales. Do we have an answer? Yes. Okay, then we stop right there. We already have the answer. We don't need to traverse the rest of the tree. Then at this moment, we know that Alice has pub authority for the sales branch of the tree. Let's go to page 39. I would like to show you how it's done the traversal. For the sub, we start with sales USA. Doesn't have the sub permission, we go to the next level, which is it's sales, but we don't have it, we traverse, and eventually we go to the system based topic, we don't have it, therefore the answer is definite. There is no sub permission for Alice in this tree. And let's go to page 40. Now, how do we verify? Well, we just from Alice, we try to do a subscription to Sales USA, and we get a 2035, unable to subscribe to the topic. We didn't have the authority. Let's go to page 41. This is a different user ID that belongs to a different group, and the user ID is called Fulano, the equivalent of John Doe in Spanish, and the group is MQ Viewers. Alice was a member of MQ Users. Fulano is a member of MQ Viewers. At this moment, this Fulano has no authority at all in the Queue Manager. And if we try to do the MQ sub for sales, we'll get 2035, and we know what to do. We need to give connect access, and still we get a 2035. Then we need to do something else, and let's go to page 42. And eventually we'll find out from the error logs of the queue manager that this user does not have sub access, subscribe access. And now the question for you is, okay, we have to use the setMQ out, and which part of the tree are we going to give the plus sub? And it depends. I mean, it could be sales or sales USA, but not in system-based topic. That's very important, okay? Let's go to page 43. Well, the MQ administrator decides that user Fulano should have subscribed authority only for the sales in the USA, but not to the sales for other countries, okay? This is just a made-up example to show you how you can fine-tune the security in the topic tree. Now, remember to use a topic object name. Even though plus resume will not be exploring this presentation, it is a best practice to specify, and that's the reason I'm including it here. Then what we are doing is selecting the topic Sales USA, and we wanted to give subscribe capability for Fulano. Page 44. Now the user Fulano can subscribe to Sales USA. Then, and here is the slide shows that the attempt was successful, but I did some additional tests and I tried to subscribe as Fulano to Sales, and it failed with the error 2035. And then I tried also sales/Mexico, and again the return code was 2035. Now notice that sales had a corresponding topic object. It means that the topic string sales is durable because there is a topic object for sales. But sales/Mexico, it is a non-durable topic string because there is no topic object with sales Mexico, okay? There is a sales/USA topic string that has a topic object called sales/USA that is durable, okay? Then let's go to page 45. Now, this user, Fulano, will try to subscribe to a USA state. And we do MQS sub, and we say sales/USA/Texas. And it works fine. Now, why? Because the topic component of Texas inherits from USA. And why? Because we use these delimiters. First sales and USA and then Texas. Here in this graphic, you are not going to see this type of graphic anywhere in the product. I just made a composite graphic. I took the first two, the sales and USA, from the MQ topic viewer, and then I manually added a little box at the bottom for Texas just to show it. Right now we do not have a topic object for Texas, but this is just an example of how you can construct on the fly non-durable topic strings from existing ones, okay? Let's go to page 46. Now, this is a view from MQ Explorer to show all the topics. And this one includes the MQ topic viewer, the one with the green squares, nodes, it shows only the topic objects. It does not show on-the-fly topics. On the contrary, in page 46, here we are showing everything. We are showing durable and non-durable. I mean, the topic objects and on-the-fly topics, okay? In this case, I have highlighted when we started the topic status. It shows only sales. You have to click in order to expand, and you will see sales and USA, but not Texas. Then you have to click on USA to expand it, and then you will see Texas. Now, if you see the corresponding things in the column called admin topic name, you will see that sales has a topic name and USA has a corresponding topic object, but the Texas does not have a topic name. an admin topic name means doesn't have a topic object. Let's go to page 47. Okay, and this is just one more time. The MQ topic viewer shows the topic objects as a tree. It does not show on the fly objects like topics. Like Texas is not shown in this particular view. Let's go to page 48. Okay, now let's review from RunMQ RAS, the output. I'm including this type of information because I want to give you some heads up on what will be some kind of troubleshooting activities. Once you get the output from RunMQ RAS, you may say, well, what are the things that I need to take a look regarding topics and security? Well, we already there will be some files that are of interest, and there are three files. You need to do the minus section defs in order to show the for RunMQ RAS to generate these files. There are three files that, for the moment, correspond to material that we cover in this presentation. There are more files related to PubSub, but we are not covering them yet. Right now, there are only three. The first one we already covered is the auth rec for authority records, and that's really the main one that we need to take a look from the security perspective, what authorities are given or not given. Now, the second file is topic, and it does a display topic asterisk for and shows all the attributes. And this is to see the topic objects, which means that on-the-fly topics will not be shown there. Now, the last file in the list, it will show the topic status, and the topic status show the whole tree, both durable and on-the-fly topic streams. And as you can see, is display TP status and the wildcard with the pound, type, topic, and all. It's a rather complicated statement, but we'll talk more in a following section in which we are going to talk about durable subscribers and explore wildcards. Let's go to page 49. And let's see some of the examples of the contents. This is from the display topic all. And basically, for each one of the topic objects, there are really like four or five topic objects in this file. But I wanted just to show you the ones that we talk over here. And the sales, and sales USA, and in the next page, which is page 50, it is the system-based topic. Why? Because in page 49, many of the attributes is apparent. And, well, eventually, if you are doing maybe some troubleshooting regarding attributes, then you may need to traverse the tree, apparent, until you reach the system-based topic in case you didn't get something else. And then you will see what are the real values that the objects would have. And let's go to page 51. This is the other file. It's called TP status, the topics. And what we have here is we have a topic string of empty, and admin is the system-based topic. Basically, this is the status of the root of the topic tree. Let's go to page 52. And we'll have two entries, one for sales, and the other is sales USA. And let's go to one more. And basically, I mean, the topic string sales is associated to the topic object of sales, uppercase. The same thing, topic string sales / USA is associated with an admin object that is sales USA. In the next page, 53, we see that the topic string sales / USA / Texas is not associated to any topic object. Okay. And the additional slides were just a topic tree, one child for sales, and one topic tree, one child, grandchild with sales USA. Okay, that's the end of the presentation. Thank you very much for listening. Until the next time.